Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties on the North Olympic Peninsula. I'm your host, Emily Henry of Get Connected Jefferson. Based on the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show highlights the individuals and organizations who provide a lot of time and energy to build what King called a beloved community. Today, I have with me Nat Nichols from The Recyclery. Hi, Nat.
Hi, Emily.
Today, I would like to discuss different youth programs that we have in our community and to highlight the engagement and volunteer opportunities that we have around here. And Nat is here today to talk about what The Recyclery has to offer.
Yeah, we do a whole bunch of youth programming. I feel like we have a great deal of things that we can offer for kids to get involved and do. And what kid doesn't like to learn about bikes?
Exactly. Is there any program specifically happening right now with kind of the start of the school year that kids can really dive into at The Recyclery?
Of course, all year round we do the Earn a Bike program where you can come in and you can volunteer 25 hours and you get to build your own bike at the end of it, which is pretty awesome. And it's a really good time of year for that because, you know, there's a lot of kids who want to start riding their bikes to school or they want to start mountain biking with their parents because it's mountain bike season. We're really, really blessed. We have two really awesome kids, Ike and Charlie, who this summer built their own bikes and they have gone on to build mountain bikes and are now riding with the mountain bike team.
Wow.
So it's a pretty great program. It's a really good way for kids of pretty much anywhere from 11 and above to learn how to work on their own bike, create their own bike, and how to be involved with the Recyclery.
That's great. Do they have to volunteer at specific times at the Recyclery where there's a shop person to help them along, or can they just go themselves and put in the hours?
We ask that they're there on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
So they have a little bit of after school time because we're open until 5 during the winter, but they also have the whole entire day on Saturday to come and volunteer. And sometimes we do special projects as well. The mountain bike team this year is going out to H.J. Carroll Park and helping to build the new pump track, the new bike mountain bike skills
Great.
Track out there. So that would be something that we would be able to offer for Earn a Bikers as well. And you can be any age. It doesn't just have to be kids for that program.
Awesome. Now you mentioned mountain bike team. Would you explain a little bit as to what that is with your organization?
Absolutely. So we have a mountain bike team that's for middle schoolers in the area. So you don't have to be, although primarily most of the kids are at Blue Heron, you do not have to be a Blue Heron student. And it's for fifth grade and above to come and we ride mountain bikes twice a week and we go to races and we support each other and we learn how to ride bikes off-road and how to ride together as a team.
Fun. That sounds great.
And that's pretty great.
That's for middle school, high school, elementary.
It's for middle school. It's for middle school with us. There's also a high school team, but we're not affiliated with the high school team, although we think they're awesome.
So. All right. That's great. So what other, you've got the mountain bike program and you've got H.J. Carroll. What other programs do you guys have going on this time of year?
So our really big push this time of year, and this is, once again, this is both youth and adult programming. We do a really big giveaway at Christmas for families that couldn't normally afford to have bikes. So this time of year, we're on Thursdays, we have people of pretty much every age and a lot of really awesome kids come in and help work on kids' bikes. And we're doing something really, really, really special with the bikes this year. We've taken them down to the frames and we've got a really nice volunteer who's been helping out with respraying all the bikes. So they all look like they're brand new. They're bright red, bright yellow, bright green. And we have a volunteer who's designed new logos for them.
Wow.
And the printery is printing them out for us. And we're just going to be able to give these brand new looking secondhand bikes to a whole bunch of kids in our community.
That's fantastic. And that's just a collaborative effort with volunteers?
That's just a collaborative effort with volunteers, but we definitely have a whole bunch of kids who are coming. And it's a really good way for a kid to feel like they're giving back to other kids in their community.
Yeah.
And also get to work on bikes with really rad people.
Awesome. That sounds like a great opportunity. And when does that get going?
We start, I think, at the end of September we started. So we're going all the way up until December doing this every Thursday.
Every Thursday, all day?
From noon to 5.
And then with the holidays coming, you guys are doing the bikes for Christmas.
Yep.
And then are there any other opportunities or holiday-related rides or events happening?
there's a really big one. So last year was our first Cranksgiving, and this year we want to make it bigger and more awesome. We partner with the Boiler Room, and it is a food drive scavenger hunt bike race.
Awesome.
So we have a list of all of the grocery stores and a couple other like local farms and things in the area who are participating. You don't pay an entry fee, but you do put a little bit of money in your wallet to buy food that's going to go to the Boiler Room. And then once you get everything marked off on your list, you head back to the Boiler Room, and we have a little bit of a party. And that provides a large chunk of their food for their big Thanksgiving, their free Thanksgiving dinner.
That's fantastic. So the volunteer contribution part is by providing the groceries for the Boiler Room.
Yep.
But the fun is getting to race around on your bikes and be a part of a collaborative effort of providing Thanksgiving dinner for people.
Yes, and it's November 22nd, I believe. It is the last Saturday before Thanksgiving. You can find more information on our website and on the Cranksgiving website. It's a national event. Squim does one. We do one. Sometimes Seattle does one. The really big one's in New York, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who participate. Squim did an incredible job and had over 100 people, I think, and loads of money, and just like it's crazy, crazy busy and very surprising. But I think, you know, I think Port Townsend can do that well. We can rise it up. We definitely had a smaller group last year as our first year, and this year I want to get more kids involved and more awesome people, because riding bikes around and to grocery stores and getting to go to the Boiler Room and have a party is fun.
That is fun. You said last year was the first year that you did it, and what kind of turnout did you guys have? What,
I think like we had ages 11 and... people, and we had, oh god, it was fantastic. We had a whole bunch of people kind of like 20 in their 20s, a couple of people in their 30s, a few people in their 40s. And the very best bit we had a few families involved.
Awesome.
So tiny babies dressed as turkeys on bikes, et cetera. This year we have a lady who participated last year, but this year she's, I think, 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
And she's dressing up as a turkey and helping out, and she's making her husband race, and it's going to be wonderful.
So it's a full family community effort to providing
totally
food for people.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Let us know anything else that the Recyclery may have going on in the bike-related, shop-related, in case you are new to the area and would like to know what exactly is the Recyclery and what you guys do.
Yeah, well, you can always come up and see us. We're just down the road from the radio station. We're on the same campus. We also have community shop days on Fridays and Saturdays, which is the time that you, whatever age you are, can bring your bicycle in, and you can either, if you're a member, it's free, or you pay a $5 drop-in fee, and you can come in and you can work on your own bike with assistance with a mechanic. You do not have to know anything to be able to do it. And you can do everything from changing a flat tire to replacing your headset. Like, we are there to help support you. We sell new parts if you need new parts. We sell secondhand parts if you want secondhand parts. We're there to kind of be a community cycling hub.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you guys sell bikes?
We do.
New, used?
Only used.
Okay.
Only secondhand bikes, because we get volunteers to help rebuild them, and we put on all the new parts that need to be on there, and we make them as good as they can possibly be, and then we sell them into the community to kind of keep the bikes rolling through here. It's important to us that Port Townsend bikes stay here, and that we're supporting people's desires to ride bikes in this community.
That's fantastic. I really like that you can bring your bike to the shop, and if you don't have any bike experience, you can learn how to do it. You've got a mechanic on hand. It sounds like a great opportunity if you really want to get into cycling, no matter what age.
Yep, absolutely. We're there to help you guys out. Obviously, kids younger than 11, we prefer it if a parent came too. But other than that, we have entire families there sometimes. We have the dad coming in to help work on the kid's bike, and the kid's just actually working on his bike, and his little brother is like helping us sort inner tubes. Like, it's just, it's fantastic.
That's great. So you mentioned a parent being there for the kid. Is that something that you would like in the program you mentioned about being able to earn a bike? Would you like a parent to come with their kid while they build their bike?
Definitely for kids that are younger than 11, 12, it'd be really useful to have a parent there. Saying that, you know, Ike and Charlie, they're both pretty young, and they came in and were just such like together and awesome kids. They totally had it. You know, it totally depends on the kid. They didn't really need or desire to have a parent around, and we can totally respect that. But in general, it's best just to kind of hang out and make sure that your kids are happy there. And yeah.
That's great. That's fantastic. I would just like to thank you for coming on the show and letting us know the different opportunities the Recyclery has going on right now.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9, Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Emily Henry, and our production manager is Mike Schlitzer, programming manager Larry Stein. I'd also like to thank all the volunteers at KPTZ, both on air and behind the scenes, who work many hours and have a lot of fun bringing us eclectic music and conversation, both here in Port Townsend and on the web, kptz.org.